Welcome to the sifting session of The Sieve. These are shorter, story-led episodes where I take a pause from interviews and sift through some of my own values and the lessons they've taught me. Today, I want to talk about what happens when our values collide, because sometimes important parts of who we are pull us in completely different directions. And if you've ever felt stretched thin like an old pair of leggings, you know the feeling. For me, this came into really sharp focus with my first proper business, KE Equestrian. You can picture it. Early mornings at the stables, the sound of horses snorting in the cold air, steam rising off the ground and mucking out in wellies that always seemed to let the water in. On the surface, it looked like the dream. I had my own yard, my own business, working with these incredible animals. But underneath, things really weren't adding up. Rising costs on one side and, harder to admit, my own passion for training horses beginning to fade on the other. I found myself caught between two values. The value of sustaining the business, proving that I could do it and not letting anyone down, versus sustainability and facing the truth that this business wasn't actually viable or nourishing anymore. But did I stop straight away? Of course not. No, I clung on. I told myself I just needed to work harder, wait longer and push through. I was treading water and convincing myself that staying still was somehow progress. Note to self, however, staying still in a sinking boat doesn't make it float. And all of this was happening against the backdrop of my marriage breaking down. So it wasn't just a business struggle, it was my whole life in upheaval. It felt like I was holding on to reins with both hands, but the horse had already bolted. The turning point was realising that life is too short to keep chasing outdated dreams just because they once mattered. I had to accept that changing your mind isn't failure, it's actually wisdom. You're allowed to close a chapter. You're allowed to say, this no longer fits me. And sometimes stepping aside is actually the most generous thing you can do because it leaves space for others who still have the fire for that work. And when I finally made the decision to close KE Equestrian, the relief was instant, like loosening your jeans after Christmas dinner, except instead of a waistband, it was my whole life that suddenly had space to breathe. Looking back now, if I could go back and speak to myself then, I'd say, you're not failing, you're evolving. And it's braver to let go than to hold on out of fear. Trust that you're allowed to change your mind. Trust that joy is a more powerful compass than pride. I think it's so easy when you're in it to believe that letting go is a defeat. But now looking back, I can see that ending KE Equestrian wasn't an ending at all. It was a clearing the ground or something so that new things could grow. The big lesson for me was this. You put your energy into a life that brings joy to yourself and to others, and don't stay anchored to something that no longer serves you just because you once loved it. That's not loyalty. That's limbo. So maybe you felt this too, that tug between two values or the weight of holding on to something that no longer gives back. And if so, here are a few questions you might want to sit with. Where in your life are you sustaining something that no longer feels sustainable? What would it feel like to give yourself permission to change your mind? What joy might be waiting on the other side of letting go? If you journal, try writing these down. If not, maybe just let the questions rattle around while you're walking the dog or washing the dishes. I find sometimes the answers come when you're not looking for them. Thanks for joining me in this sifting session. If this resonated, I'd love to hear your reflections. You can share them with me on Instagram at thesivpod or keep them for yourself. And remember, closing a chapter isn't failure. It's making space for the next story to begin. Until next time, go gently and keep sifting.